let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. At a time when America is ripping apart at the seams, the United States is a powerful, urgent documentary that follows the unsung heroes on a difficult journey of bridging our political and racial divides, attempting to heal our nation. Executive produced by CNN commentator Van Jones and The View co-host Meghan McCain, the Of the Moment documentary directed by Ben Rickey. Award-winning narrative and documentary filmmaker, producer, screenwriter. After working with the Coen brothers on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, he was hired by George Clooney to shoot the behind-the-scenes for Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. His first feature was the South by Southwest Audience Award winner, Waterborne. Second feature, The Ashram, released in 2018. Then directed a documentary series for PBS called The Hidden Boat. His third feature, the highly acclaimed Watch List. The Reunited States, available on Amazon, iTunes, various video on demand platforms, and director Ben Rickey joining us on This Week in America. Ben, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick.
You know, when you started this project over 2.5 years ago, did you have any idea, could you have imagined the world that it comes into, where people are actually talking about the possibility of a second civil war? Any idea this might have unfolded over that 2-year period?
No, I mean, you know, over the past 4 years, like every month you could have said, oh man, this is the most divided we've ever been.
Yes.
And it just kept going and going that direction. And so, you know, especially with this pandemic, putting fuel on the fire and just creating this tinderbox where we're all separated from each other, I think it's really fueled a lot of these divides because we can't even be with the people that we love and care about, let alone people that we don't know. And so, no, there's, you know, this movie took a while to make, but I'm glad it's coming into the moment that it is, because it might be the moment where it's needed the most.
Well, it really is. We all need hope. And that's a message in the United States, isn't it? A message of hope. We all have something to do. It might not be easy, but we need to do it and we control it. There is hope in your message.
That's right. The Reunited States, for me, started with a question, which is, what am I doing to, the question for me started with, what am I doing that's either part of the problem or part of the solution of our divisions? And that reframing of the problem of saying that, wait a second, I might be adding to our tensions by what I'm saying and posting online and talking about people, because you can't really change other people. And there's this perception that, oh, those people over there, they're the problem, they're being unreasonable. But the truth is, we're all a part of this. Every single one of us. And so the film is really about taking ownership over our thoughts, words, and actions, and feeling a sense of agency that every single day you can make a choice, like what you're posting, what you're saying. You know, we've all lost a lot of friends and family members over discussions of politics, and that's tearing apart the fabric of this country. But the good news is, in every city and every community across this great nation, there are these everyday heroes, these just normal Americans that are holding this country together right now. And that's what we need more of. And so we're inviting people not just to watch the film, but to be a part of this movement. There, you know, there's a lot of us don't even know that it's happening. And so the film is just trying to spotlight that and shine a light on those stories.
That's why not only the film is important, your website is just as important, reunitedstates.tv. We'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Somebody may say, I'm one person, how do I go about this? Well, you ask and answer the question, how to begin the journey to bridge the divide. And you start with yourself, like you said, depolarizing yourself is where it all begins. You mentioned that you follow these unsung heroes who were out there doing something. Mention Susan Brough. She's one featured in the Reunited States, and one that really, as I understand, got you started on this journey.
That's right, Rick. Susan is incredible. You know, a lot of people might know her as the mother of Heather Heyer, who was killed in Charlottesville when the car drove through the crowd a couple years ago. And, you know, instead of taking this horrible tragedy and shutting down, or worse, channeling it into anger, she found the strength to stand up and say, listen, we need to talk to each other. We need to have these conversations, or we're going to be right back here again and more people are going to get hurt. And it was just, it struck me like a ton of bricks when I saw her say that, because so many of us have been emotional about politics and really, you know, worked up, where here was a woman who lost her daughter on the front lines of division, coming out the other side saying, we need to come together to avoid further violence. And I went up to her after I saw her speak and I said, that is such a powerful message right now. Your wisdom can help so many of us. I would love to help be part of telling your story and bring it out to a broader audience. And so she graciously agreed over the course of, you know, the following 2 years, we followed her. And she went from this first anniversary of Charlottesville all the way into the halls of Congress to pass a new bill on hate crime reporting. And, you know, one of the things that really strikes me about the events in Charlottesville is it was a great trauma on not just her and the community, but this whole country. And what came out of it is this drive from her to make sure that her daughter's death mattered, that, you know, it wasn't just enough to say her name or talk about her. It was, we had to talk about the issues that she died for. And then for me, the events there is what caused me to make this film that we hope will bring a lot of positivity and optimism to our lives right now. And it also caused Joe Biden to run for president that moment in Charlottesville. And so I just want to remind, you know, or highlight the fact that out of these great tragedies can sometimes come opportunity and hope and change. And so what we're going through right now, I think, is one of those times, too. I mean, if you look at just the last 90 days, we've had this divisive election, this insurrection, an impeachment, an inauguration, on top of a global pandemic while the economy is spiraling downward. I mean, these are extraordinary times. We won't even be able to comprehend what's happening right now for a couple of years. And so I just want, you know, we want to give people hope and say, look, we need to be easy on ourselves and really be easy on our friends and neighbors, because there's a lot of tension and stress that we're under. And this is a tinderbox. And we need even more now, these people to stand up in every community and say, we can't do this anymore. We don't want to leave this country for our kids with this much hostility. We have to do something. We have to turn this country around and right the course. And we hope this film can be a small part of that.
Well, it's a first step. The film is The Reunited States. The director has been Ricky, our guest on the program. The website is reunitedstates.tv. Again, it gives us hope. It shows people talking, trying to bridge the divide. Tells us what individually we can do. It's interesting. We say among the heroes, I love this couple that went to all 50 states in an RV with their kids. Boy, if there's any way of figuring out what's going on in various parts of the country, travel there, not just fly over there, but travel where you get out and you're eating in local restaurants, talking to local people. This had to be really insightful and impactful.
Yeah, the Levitin, David and Aaron, their story is unbelievable. They, you know, are a family from Texas, conservative leaning, three kids. And David used to work in Republican politics for a senator and was kind of, you know, trying to win campaigns and opposition research and a lot of stuff that, you know, ended up probably dividing communities. And when 2016 came around and the violence started breaking out around the election, he felt incredibly responsible for being a part of this machine that had divided us and was really troubled and losing sleep. And his wife turned to him and said, look, if we didn't have this mortgage or these kids, like, what is your heart telling you want to do in life? And without thinking, said, I'd want to bring unity back to this country, and didn't even know where those words came from. They just came out from somewhere within. And she said, well, we need to do that then. Let's figure out what that looks like. And they came up with this plan to sell their house, buy an RV, and pack up the kids and drive to all 50 states to find out what's really causing these divisions. And their story, you know, that we captured on film and is the big part of this documentary, is just this evangelical family that's going into Black communities and border towns and Native reservations and realizing that their version of America is not the same version of America that everyone else lives in, that there's many versions of America depending on, you know, your gender, your socioeconomic status, your race, your religion. And that determines how you see the country, but also how the country sees you. And that realization is just really powerful, because I think, you know, for a lot of us that are in our bubbles and not exposed to, you know, different communities and different experiences in life, it's easy to think that our way of life is the same America, the same way of life for everyone. But that's not the case. And that's where a lot of these divides are coming from, is understanding that and being more empathetic towards each other.
Well, it gives us a different perspective. I've got a minute left. You said in an interview talking about the Reunited States, this isn't about government. It's about us. Isn't about us as American It's about us. One dysfunctional family. Divorce is not an option. We have to figure this out. Do you think we can? Are we on the road to figuring it out?
We have to, right? There's no other option. I mean, like you said at the beginning, this is the only other option is civil war. And that is not something that any of us wants. And we've already seen how far this violence can go. I will say I am hopeful. I am optimistic because, you know, our government is divided because of the way politics and political parties are run. But that's like a thousand people, you know, at the federal level and our elected officials. There are 330 million of us, and all of us have a role to play in reuniting the country. And that, to me, gives me hope because I can make a decision tomorrow that I'm going to talk to someone with curiosity and kindness instead of prejudgment. Yes. And if enough of us do that, and there are people right now that are holding this country together in every single community across this country, but if more of us do that, we can turn this ship around. And that gives me hope.
You show us, you guide us in the Reunited States, directed by Ben Ricci, our guest on the program, available Amazon, iTunes, various video on-demand platforms. Excellent website. We'll get you started, reunitedstates.tv. Ben, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Rick. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.